Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, hiring Claudine Gay, someone who is obviously utterly incompetent and unsuitable for the job, and was hired for reasons of diversity, inclusion and equity, to be president of Harvard University, does not have direct consequences for people's safety and people's lives. Hiring people on the basis of diversity, inclusion and equity to build aeroplanes, rather than those that are the most competent to do so, that does have consequences for people's lives. That could result in people being killed, and of course it could result in ultimately people losing confidence in air travel, and thus the regression of civilization, the collapse of civilization. And almost unbelievably, it seems that is what we've seen. We've had Boeing, that for a long time has been promoting its diversity, inclusion and equity, and going on and on about the importance of this, and presumably it's been acting upon this and appointing people for into positions, including engineering positions, not because they are the most intelligent and the most competent and so forth and the most qualified, but because they tick certain quota boxes. We had a situation last Friday where a Boeing 737 MAX 9 Alaska Airlines took off from Oregon Airport, and while it was ascending, one of the doors blew out. One of the doors blew out. There were 171 passengers and 6 crew on that plane. Thank goodness it wasn't full. Only by the purest of good fortune were the seats that were near the door, 26A, B and 25A, only by the purest of good fortune was it the case that it was not a full flight and no one was sitting there. Because had someone been sitting there, it seems at least possible that they would have been sucked out of the aeroplane and fallen 10,000 feet to their inevitable deaths. But that is what happens when you appoint people, not because they are the best for the job, ultimately, but because of other considerations, political considerations. It resulted in utter incompetence in the Soviet army when they promoted people, not because they were the best generals, but because they were high up in the Communist Party and were considered to be ideologically loyal. And it is going to cause a serious danger now to any company, particularly something like airlines, Boeing or whatever, if you're going to appoint people, not because they're the best for the job, but because they tick diversity, equity, and or diversity, inclusion and equity boxes. But this is what has happened. And if it continues to happen, it won't take long if they carry on like this, if they are appointing pilots in this way, before there's a crash and then there's another crash. And then people start to lose confidence in air travel. Now, I wrote this book, At Our Wit's End, Why We're Becoming Less Intelligent and What It Means for the Future, in 2017. It was published in 2018. And I have to say, I don't mean, you know, pat myself on the back or whatever, but I didn't think that things would fall apart this quickly when I wrote that book. When I wrote that book and I talked about people becoming less intelligent, such that eventually there would be lots and lots of mistakes in air travel and whatever, such that eventually we would lots of little mistakes, we would lose confidence in air travel and we would stop flying. I didn't think that that would happen within my lifetime. I certainly didn't think that something that would make me think that it might happen would happen within 6 years of me writing the book. I was thinking if things like that occur, I'll be an elderly man by then or I'll be dead. But no, I didn't take into account the fact that, that there is a two-pronged assault on intelligent people running things. The first is simply that we are becoming less intelligent, and the second is what my colleague Bruce Charlton has referred to as not even trying. We are becoming less intelligent, and due to our ideological focus on equality and harm avoidance, and thus our idea that we should have equality based around sex, based around race, based around sexual orientation, whatever, we should promote people because they are part of certain identity groups rather than because they are the best, we are not promoting the best. So we are both becoming less intelligent, which risks, of course, mistakes occurring, minor mistakes occurring with screws and whatever, such that the door might blow off. And even if we weren't becoming less intelligent, we are not promoting the best. We are not promoting the people who are the most intelligent. We are promoting some subgroup there, the Claudine Gay types, but of the aircraft industry. So you have a double-pronged attack on competence. As manifest, if Boeing are telling the truth, and they do indeed hire according to diversity, inclusion and equity, which it's amusingly pointed out, is an acronym is DIE, then you have a double-pronged attack, which means that you will have more and more and more serious mistakes. So I see this crash, well, crash, sorry, I see this potential crash, this door blowing out, as just the beginning. But maybe that's the thing with runaway individualism. That's the thing with runaway equality and runaway harm avoidance. It goes on and on and on until it reaches a situation where there is chaos. And when you start to see evidence of the chaos, such as someone utterly incompetent running the world's best university, or such as this, then there tends to be a backlash, a group-oriented backlash. So maybe, this near miss in which people could have been killed, and the Claudine Gay thing, and a number of other problems that are emerging, such as, for example, there's not enough white people joining the US military, so they haven't reached their target of recruitment. Why not? Well, presumably because they're telling white people how dreadful they are all the time, and so people take the view, why should they go, and there's a polarising society, so people take the view, why should we go and fight for this left-wing regime that hates us? But it comes up against something like that, and then you get a reaction. So perhaps we will see a reaction, although perhaps we'll have to have a plane crash and people being killed first.
Are you ready for the future of the West?